This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Well, good on your end. Yo, what is up, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Pointless Sports Opinions. I'm the big dog, Chasey J, joined alongside none other than nasty Nate Tringale. Nate, how the hell are you?
It's great to be here, man. I'm ready to talk about football. I look today, we're 59 days away.
Really? That doesn't sound too bad. 59 days?
No, 59 Damn. Days till opening kickoff on September 8th.
Wow. Yeah, that gets me pumped. That gets me excited. Nathan kind of spoiled it a little bit, but it's for the best. This is our big octopod extravaganza. Isn't that what you called it?
Yeah, the octopod.
This is the beginning of the octopod series for Pointless Sports Opinions. We're going to go through all eight divisions in the NFL, and we're going to tell you exactly what is going to happen to each one of these teams. I'm going to close my eyes, I'm going to tickle my nuts, and I'm going to read the fortunes of every single NFL team, and I'm going to tell you exactly what's going to happen. It's all going to be 100% true. 100%.
100%.
Yeah, 100% guarantee. But first, before we dive into anything, make sure you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at PSO Sports 1. And then Pointless Sports Opinions on everything else. We're putting a lot of stuff out. Nathan, what have you been doing on the Twitter sphere?
On the Twitter sphere? Did you see what I just retweeted maybe half hour ago?
I did not. What was it?
Cardinals, not that they've gotten close to an agreement yet or anything like that. But reached out to the Nationals about Juan Soto.
Wow.
Look at this. That would be huge, man.
We're one of the first people tweeting about it. So I'm all for it. You posted a great Zion piece, too. I wish I had an NBA guy to debate this shit with, because I think I could have won a couple rounds. I got a good case. I like Zion. I like Zion a lot. We're also doing a lot on TikTok. Make sure you follow us on TikTok. I'm posting videos, not dances, you know, random quarterbacks of the day. Nothing too crazy.
Maybe the people want the dance.
Maybe they do want the dance. I mean, I can throw some dances in there if people want. Start throwing it in the comments. I don't give a shit.
Everybody let us know. Email us, psosports1@gmail.com. DM me on Twitter, Instagram, whatever. If you want to see Chase dance, let me know.
Oh, God. Oh, no, don't put this out. No, don't put this out there. But yeah, like we said, this is the beginning, the octopod extravaganza, and we're starting in the NFC South. The thing was that got me most excited about us doing this, because I love doing this every year, because we give exact records of each team, whether they're really right or really wrong. It's still fucking, it's one of the most fun pods to do. But this is one of the worst divisions. We're doing the NFC South first, and I was still excited to do it.
Yeah, well, in our defense, I didn't want to start with the NFC South, but with some other news here in the last week, with Baker Mayfield getting traded to Carolina, I thought we had to start here.
That's a great point, and that's also a great segue, too. Let's dive into the NFC South, shall we? We finally get to start this pod. We've tried doing this 5 times, so thank God. Okay, so Carolina, 5-12 in 2021. I'm just going to go through this list. All the additions they've had, or the main ones, these are just the highlighted ones here. We got Baker Mayfield, traded for a 5th-round pick. Deonta Foreman, 1-year deal. He was a running back for the Titans last year, a part of their plethora of running backs that they had in place of Derrick Henry. And then they picked up safety Xavier Woods. I almost said Rhodes. He was the safety for the Vikings last year. Signed a 3-year, $15 million contract. But these are the people they lost. They lost offensive guard John Miller, center Matt Paradis. Does that sound good?
Good enough.
This is my famous podcast, too, where I fuck up everybody's names. Everybody's names are getting fucked up. I don't even care this year. I used to care. I didn't care at all this year. I'm not looking shit up. Stephon Gilmore, he went to the Colts. Linebacker Hassan Raddick, he went to the Eagles. And then defensive end Morgan Cox, he went to the Chargers. In the draft, they drafted offensive tackle Ikem Ekwonu. And then in the 3rd round, they took quarterback Matt Corral. 4th round, linebacker Brandon Smith. After the 4th round, I didn't want to look it up. I didn't do it for anybody else, and I'm not going to. I'm sorry. I don't care who they got in the 7th round. That's going to be sneaky. We're just doing 1 through 4. How's that sound? Does that sound good to you?
Good enough, yeah. 1 through 4 is just fine.
All right. Strength of schedule. So this year, they are tied for 12th, one of the highest strength of schedules in the NFL. Opponents 2021 record was 147, 140, and 20. How much do you take strength of schedule into win losses?
It's tough because obviously strength of schedule is going based off of what they did last year, what their projections are for this year, and
like you said, aren't most like divisions kind of paired off against playing other divisions each year?
Yeah, so you'll play one other division in the NFC, one other division in the AFC, and then there's I think 3 just random, I don't know if they're random or not, but not specific divisions. But I don't know. I think you have to take it to account, but really, going through and looking at each team and what they added, these things can vary a lot. You don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, and like last year's record doesn't really correlate with this year's for some teams. No, you know, like Cleveland's going to be worse than they were last year, obviously, and or at least until Deshaun gets back from whatever suspension he's going to get. But yeah. I just want to talk a little bit about strength of schedule, too, just beforehand. And like you said, with the division thing, how they get paired off with other divisions, you know who the NFC South got, which is a big bummer to them and for anybody who's trying to sneak in the playoffs that's not named Tampa Bay.
Oh, yeah, the NFC West.
They got the AFC. Yeah, and they got the do you say AFC West?
No, I said the NFC. They did get the NFC West, but they also got the AFC North.
Yeah, the AFC North. Like, they're going up against Cincy. They're going up against, you know, Baltimore's going to be good. I think Pittsburgh's going to be frisky. You know, they just got kind of like a tough hand. But, okay.
I'll tell you what, in strength of schedule, it definitely does mean something for some teams. Like, Kansas City, and, not, you know, we'll do that at a later pod, but I don't know the strength of schedule breakdown, but if you look, I'm pretty sure they're probably first.
Yeah.
Their schedule, I went through their schedule, each team, dude, it is a gauntlet. Like, I don't see how they're going to be able to pull out, you know, a 15-win season or 14-win season, but, you know, you never know, but it's tough.
Yeah, and, like, you know, good teams can go through the strength of schedule, but, like that one year the Raiders were really good and Derek Carr almost won MVP. They had, like, yeah, the 30th, like, strength of schedule. I think it matters for some teams. Like, it really, really helps them if you're playing, you know, worse.
Yeah.
You know? Like, Kirk Cousins goes up against a cakewalk schedule. He's going to lead your team to 12 wins. Like, it's going to happen. So, my guess with Carolina, I think they're going to start out hot. I really do. I think they're going to start out hot. You know, they got games against New England and Washington and Cleveland. I think they could, honestly, I think they could win those three games. I really do. Christian McCaffrey will probably still be healthy. Oh, wait, no, this is the preseason. Sorry. Stupid. Cleveland, the Giants, and New Orleans. That's who they start off against. Those are three very winnable games. You know, the Giants, that's a shit show. New Orleans, you got Jameis back, but Kamara's gone. You got a new head coach. And then Cleveland, who knows what's going to happen with Deshaun. So those are three, I think, winnable games. And like I said earlier, McCaffrey, early in the season, so he's probably going to be healthy. So you're going to be able to use that. Baker's going to be pissed off for that week one against Cleveland. You know, you got that advantage. You know, I think if anybody, I wouldn't be surprised if Carolina blows out Cleveland game one. I would not be surprised just because I think Baker's going to be pissed. But I think they're going to hit a fucking brick wall hard because then they got Arizona, then they got San Fran, and then they got the Rams and Tampa Bay. That's going to be tough for, you know, a team in Carolina's position, which is, I think if they had a lower strength of schedule, honestly, I think they could possibly fringe on like a 500 to above 500 team. But, I mean, it's just tough. And then, I mean, after that, you got Atlanta, which is a winnable game. Then you're back at Cincy on the road. You know, they just got a really tough schedule. I think they're going to be a very competitive 7-10 team. And that is my guess. I'm going to go 7-10 for the Carolina Panthers. Nate, if you want, give your take on my record. And then let's hear your stuff.
I'll tell you what, I agree with you and I don't agree with you.
I like when you don't agree with me. Let's hear that.
So the first two games are definitely winnable. I don't think. First of all, here I want to ask you this. First of all, how many wins do you think Baker is over Darnold? If two. Darnold was a starter. Two wins?
I give him two.
That's exactly what I had him at before, and I'll tell you, I have him at 7-10 now. So I agree with you there. This team, I don't know. Last year, I was saying at least, this team has a lot of pieces. First of all, McCaffrey needs to stay healthy. That's first and foremost. But
yeah.
They just needed, you know, the right guy behind center. So I think Baker, and this is a young team for the most part too. So I think Baker is going to be I think he can be a good leader there, rallying the troops, because I think they're going to go through a tough period there with, you know, between I think week three and probably week 10 or 11. After that, I think it's going to ease up a little bit. And then, you know, they might be able to pull out a few more wins after that, but it's going to get ugly there in those, you know, 3-10, 3-11, somewhere in there.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. I think they're going to split games with New Orleans. I think they can beat New Orleans, but I think it's just going to be a wash. I think they're going to go 1-1. Do you think they could maybe take one from Tampa? Yeah, I didn't think so either. I was just trying to bait you into something you didn't.
I have them losing both games to the Saints too.
Really?
Yeah.
See, the Saints kind of scare me. You know, we'll get to the Saints in a little bit, but
the Saints are a weird team, man.
They're a very, very weird team. Very weird team. So you got them going 7-10 as well?
I do. Yeah.
Nice. All right. Well, we're off to a good start. Either great minds think alike or stupid ones do too. But
all right. What you got next?
So we got Atlanta.
Oh.
Last season.
Atlanta. Here we go.
2021, Atlanta went 7-10. The additions going into this year, Marcus Mariota, as we know, 2-year, $18.75 million contract. He is going to be the starting quarterback week one for them. Then you have corner Casey Hayward. He was signed as well. 2-year, $11 million deal. He's a 2-time Pro Bowler. He played with Vegas last year. And then one of your favorite running backs, Damian Williams, Bears running back. You love all them Bear running backs. Oh God, that was your fantasy. That's a fantasy
because I had, bust. I traded for David Montgomery in like week 3 and then I don't even know how many games he played, but he was out week after week. So I ended up picking up, I forget who the other Bears running back was. I think he was a rookie. I can't remember his name. But I picked him up. He went down. So I picked up David Montgomery. Williams. I was just picking them all up.
I just remember at one point, me and you were talking about fantasy, and I was like, what the fuck? I was like, why do you have 3 Bears running backs? You're like, I like them. I like all the Bears running backs. I'm like, all right, whatever. But he signed a 1-year deal.
They were all hurt. I had 3 injured Bears running backs on my roster at the end of I think week 14 or something like that.
That was great. I loved it. That was awesome. subtractions. Oh, my dog don't like him either. Subtractions. Matt Ryan. He was traded to the Colts. Running back Mike Davis. He had an atrocious year last year for the Falcons, but he's gone. He went to the Ravens.
Guess who picked him up?
The Ravens.
The Ravens wanted to add him to their, aging backfield.
Yeah. Their plethora of underperforming 2-yard carry backs. Wide receiver Russell Gage. He went to Tampa Bay. I feel like that's kind of a low key big loss. And then defensive end Dante Flower, he went to the Cowboys. That's a big pickup and a big loss for Atlanta as well. And then I want to throw this one down here. Josh Harris, the highest paid long snapper in the league. He's gone as well. He left Atlanta.
I need to remember that name.
Josh Harris. Never forget him.
Josh Harris. Next time we he was already featured on 2 Long Snappers in the Lie. Dang it.
Yeah, he's already in.
I was like, I'm gonna have to remember that for future.
He was one of the first ones, I think. Draft, they picked up in the first round. They got wide receiver Drake London. It's going to be great. Also, I mean, they re-signed Cordarrelle Patterson as well. Second round, they got defensive end Arnold Ibikiti. That's one I'm going to try and say. Also in the second round, they got the linebacker Troy Anderson. And then in the third round, of course, quarterback Desmond Ridder and linebacker D'Angelo Malone both got drafted. So, I mean, they had a pretty good draft. They got a lot of skill guys. Their strength of schedule, though, 9th hardest. 9th hardest schedule. Opponent's 2021 record was 151, 137, and 1 tie. I don't like that. I want to hear your... You give me your prediction first this time, and then I'll react to it.
First of all, I agree with you that Russell Gage, I think that's going to be a big hit, especially on this team. Calvin Ridley's already out for the year.
And that's a huge upgrade or a huge bonus for Tampa. Spoiler alert.
Absolutely. I agree.
Yeah, that's a Tom Brady guy and a half right there.
Yep. I think they lost some good pieces other than Mike Davis. Marcus Mariota, he can do some stuff with his legs. I think he's going to be probably a decent guy for Desmond Ridder to learn from. I think the future's that quarterback. I think Desmond Ridder could be something, if they can develop him. So, but this year... I've got them at 5-12. I don't see much in this year for them. I've got them beating the Bears, Commanders, Steelers, and Saints. And the Seahawks. Other than that, I mean, it's a tough schedule, man.
Yeah, I mean,
they've got the Bucks, the 49ers, the Bengals, I think they probably lose both to the Panthers and the Chargers all in a row.
Yeah, it definitely. I agree with you there. I'm excited to watch an aged veteran, Marcus Mariota. I don't know.
To throw to.
I mean, he's got Cordero, he's got Pitts, he's got London now.
Cordero's going to be seeing a lower target share than last year.
Why is that?
So I don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah, Cordero's kind of old too. But still, I mean, I think they could do a lot of, you know, sneaky gadget stuff. I think Mariota's either going to be really good or really, really bad. I don't think there's going to be – or not really good. He's either going to be good or he's going to be really, really bad.
Mariota, you know, and it – not that his play was great, but it's not just his play that got him knocked out. It was the injuries as well.
Yeah.
So if he can stay healthy, there's a chance he could have a good year. I mean
– my hot take is that Mariota will have a better year than Mitchell Trubisky. I don't know what it is. I don't trust Mitch at all. Wow, I think Mariota's actually talented. I think Mariota's talented. He just was hurt a lot, and he never had good coaching.
I think I disagree with that. But hey, we'll see.
Yeah, exactly. So my guess, I mean, we're 2-for-2 on guessing the same record. I think they're going to go 5-12 as well. That ninth hardest is – That's going to be tough to beat. This team's got a lot of new pieces. Their O-line's not the best. So, you know, just because you have all these gadget skill guys doesn't mean that they can get the ball. So I think also if the Mariota project starts falling apart, which there's a high possibility, very high possibility it will, I think Desmond Ridder's going to be, other than Kenny Pickett, one of the, you know, few quarterbacks in this draft that are going to get playing time their rookie season.
Really?
I think they can sneak out 5 wins. They got, like we said, they had that stretch of Chicago, Washington, Pittsburgh, and New Orleans. I think they could muster out wins there. I think they can. I think they can split one with New Orleans. So I got them winning 5 games. This is a really tough team to read. This is a super, super tough team to read.
I mean, we haven't seen Mariota play consistently in, 3-4 years now?
Yeah.
You know, they've got very few receiving weapons. I do like the Drake – it was Drake London, right? I like that pick. But he's a rookie. You never know how that's going to pan out. We've never seen him at a pro level before.
And I like the Desmond Ridder pick, you know?
I do, but, I mean, again, you don't know what you're going to get. If he does find playing time, you never know what you're going to get out of a rookie. I mean, it could go great, or it could go south in a hurry.
It's a high possibility being like a Russell Wilson type year where, you know, Matt Flynn's the big man on campus, and then all of a sudden – the rookie outshines him. I could see that happening with Mariota and Ridder. If Ridder comes out hot.
For sure. I could see that happening. But it's a tough team to read. I mean, they might go 5-12. They might go 7-10. I'm going to go south on that. I don't know what the, I don't know what the over-under. At the time I made this was a couple of months ago. The over-under was 5 wins. So I'm not gonna bet that one. But
yeah, that's literally perfect for this team because I don't know. I don't know an over under on them.
If I had to take an over under on 5 though, I would take the under.
Who do you think, Trubisky or Mariota? Who's gonna have a better comeback season?
Trubisky.
Yeah, you're a big Trubisky guy. Big Trubisky guy. You love them UNC quarterback.
Honestly, I'm kind of excited to watch Trubisky.
I can't wait for Daniel Jones to not be a starting quarterback for 3 years, and then you'd be like, you know what? Daniel Jones, he's getting another shot. I think he's going to be good.
I think he's good. No, fuck Daniel Jones.
Oh, shit. What Danny Dimes do?
He's always getting hurt, man.
Yeah, he gets hurt a lot. Okay, let's go
I'm
to the Saints.
Daniel Jones. I don't hate you.
Yeah, we don't hate you.
I just want you to be healthy.
The Saints. So 2021, they went 9-8. Chaotic year.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This year, they added wide receiver Jarvis Landry on a one-year, $3 million deal. They signed the Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu, three-year, $33 million deal. And then they also got safety Marcus May, a three-year deal, $28.5 million from the Jets. So they got, I mean, they got good safety depth. I mean, that's a pretty good pair of safeties to have back there. They did lose linebacker Quan Alexander, left tackle Taron Armstead from the he went to the Dolphins. Malcolm Jenkins, he retired. You remember Malcolm Jenkins, don't you?
Oh yeah.
Super Bowl legend Malcolm Jenkins. We also have safety Marcus Williams. He went to the Ravens. That was one of the Ravens' big pickups. And then I put Kamara here just because we don't know.
I'm thinking he's in the right spot there.
Yeah, I think he got arrested.
They also added Daniel Sorensen. Do you remember Daniel Sorensen?
A little bit.
He was a safety on the Chiefs as well with Tyrann Mathieu. Got a lot of heat on social media for his pass protection or pass coverage skills.
That's the kind of guy I want to sign. The one that everybody on Twitter is just flaming. And then going through the draft here, they got in the first round wide receiver Chris Olave. Remember that? That was kind of a big shocking pick. And then offensive tackle Trevor Penning. And then the second round, they got corner Alante Taylor. So strength of schedule here, too. They were tied for the seventh hardest schedule. Opponents in 2021 had a record of 152, 136, and 1. That's tough. Do you want to hear my Saints go through? And then I want to hear what you think about it.
Yeah, I want to hear what you're going to say here.
All right. So, obviously, on paper, that looks bad. I think re-signing Jameis and getting Jameis back on this team was, I mean, pivotal for them. Because if Jameis can play even half as good as he was kind of playing last year, I think they're going to be in a good spot. Or at least a competitive spot. The only thing is that strength of schedule is going to kick their ass, especially since they don't have a Hall of Fame coach anymore. It's hard to come back when you go from a top three NFL coach in the league to we don't know where this guy's going to be ranked at all. You know, right. Like this is a new guy. Early on, they got a lot of 50-50 matchups. They got a lot. I think Atlanta can take a game from them. I think Tampa's going to blow them out. I think Carolina can beat them. I 100% believe that. Minnesota, not twice. I think they'll split.
Okay.
Then they go against Minnesota. You know, I think Minnesota's got that. Seattle, I think they can beat Seattle. Cincinnati, Cincinnati's going to be a tough one. And that, the thing is, you know, these 50-50 matchups before this season would go in the Saints' favor because they had Sean Payton. Now they don't. Right. So now all those edges are going against, you know, going to the other team. So, I mean, the main thing I want to see early on, because this is another tough team to talk about. You know, a lot of these teams in this division are. Carolina now is 100 times more interesting that they're not throwing, you know, Mono Darnold out there. You know, it's going to be – it's going to be great because it's going to be entertaining. You got Mariota's first starting job in however many years. Now you got Baker on a new team. You know, he's got fire under his nuts. And then we also got Jameis coming back. You know, we're finally getting a good Jameis year. Maybe he can stay healthy and then we can see what he actually's got. And then Michael Thomas is also probably going to be coming back as well. So even with all that, I think the coaching disparity of not having Sean Payton is going to be the ending factor. I think they're going to get 6 wins.
I'll tell you, we didn't match this time.
Ooh, okay.
No, so the Saints, I like some things they have going for them, but they've got, I like the Chris Olave pickup. I think he could be good, and he's coming in under Michael Thomas and Jarvis Landry. Not two bad guys to learn from your first year.
Yeah.
So I think they've got a lot of things going for them. I love the Tyrann Mathieu pickup. But I think, you know, they had some big subtractions. Quan Alexander, I think, is big. Teron Armstead, that's huge at left tackle.
Huge.
Malcolm Jenkins, that's going to be a big loss. And Marcus Williams, too.
Yeah, Jenkins might be more of like a locker room guy, but still, that's
I mean that, but he's a guy that's been around a long time, losing that veteran presence. But I think I like Trevor Penning. Not that he's going to be Teron Armstead right away. I've got him going 5-12.
Oh, so you got him 5-12, winning less games.
Yeah. So they're over under, by the way, at the time. Was 8.
Oh, that's a hammer the low on that.
I would.
My thing,
I 8 seems high.
That's, but that also seems kind of like it might be bait too. You know, maybe like, hey, get these people to bet on it, and
yeah,
Jameis. You know, like you said, I mean, Jameis got some weapons out there, and if he has a good year,
I mean, Michael Thomas and Jarvis Landry. That's a damn good start if either of them play half as good as we know they can. So Chris Olave, I'm assuming next year is going to be primarily more of a deep threat, you know, more of a speed option on the outside.
Which that's number one option
and
for Jameis.
You need that guy, especially with Jameis. Yeah, I mean, you need that guy.
Yeah. And Jameis had a knee injury. It's not like he hurt his shoulder or anything. Like, he's still going to be chucking.
No, he can still sling it.
Yeah. Man, I just it's Dennis Allen is, you know, he's been around for a while too. You know, he used to be the coach of the Raiders back in the day. I just keep imagining the scenario, which is probably the worst scenario for Saints fans. If Jameis does go down, think about Taysom Hill playing quarterback for a less than average head coach.
Yeah. By the way, the Saints over under I'm looking right now is still at 8. So,
wow.
I'm probably gonna hammer the under on that.
Yeah, that's definitely smart. All right. Anything else on the Saints?
No, I think that's it. Although I will tell you, it wouldn't shock me. You know, obviously I've got them at 5 wins, but it wouldn't shock me for them to pull out 2 wins against the Panthers.
Just out of pure,
two against the Falcons and then split with the Bucks. That wouldn't
shock
me whatsoever.
if they live up to their talent, they 100% can. I think they're one of the most talented teams in this division other than Tampa.
You just got so many question marks going.
Yeah, it's just, can they – there's a lot of underperformers there. And, like, Jarvis, I'm scared we're going to have, like, a, hey, I'm a wide receiver past my prime Jarvis. You know, like, just the last couple years of Randy Moss type Jarvis. You know, like, where they just physically aren't capable of, you know, being good wide receivers anymore. So, and Michael Thomas has been hurt for so long, who knows what he's going to be. So it could, a lot of shit could hit the fan for New Orleans, and I'm just going to guess on some of the shit hitting the fan, I guess.
I think that's a fair guess. Something's going to, we just don't know what.
The next one, Tampa, the Bucs, 2021 record. They went 13-4. They lost in that heartbreaker divisional round matchup to the Rams in the playoffs. Offseason additions. They got guard Shaq Mason. He was acquired in a trade with the New England Patriots in exchange for a 2022 fifth-round pick. Wide receiver Russell Gage, as we stated before, he signed with the Buccaneers from the Falcons. Akeem Hicks, the defensive tackle, he signed a one-year contract worth up to $10 million from Chicago. And then for subtractions, they lost Ronald Jones. I like Ronald Jones, but, I mean, he just really wasn't doing jack shit with Tampa. You know, and they re-signed Fournette. There's no real point of Ronald Jones. Tight end Rob Gronkowski, he retired, as we all know. They also lost O.J. Howard, though. He went to the Bills. O.J. Howard's gone. Guard Alex Kappa, he went to the Bengals. And then they also lost the defensive pair of Jason Pierre-Paul and Ndamukong Suh. Both of them remain unsigned. Just going through additions, subtractions, any big ones stand out to you?
Yes. So I would look at Alex Kappa. I think that's a big loss there. Jason Pierre-Paul and Ndamukong Suh. Rob Gronkowski did say, if Julian Edelman comes back, Gronk's in. So
God, we're playing this shit.
But I love the I think the Russell Gage pickup. I think that one's big. He's got a lot of potential coming in and kind of taking over. Not that he's going to be AB, but kind of taking over that third spot.
Yeah.
Still got Mike Evans. You'll have Chris Godwin coming back. That is, I think that's big. Getting Shaq Mason to fill that Alex Kappa spot, I think they needed to do that. That was a good move. And then, you know, I don't think they did a whole lot in the draft. I could be wrong, but they did draft a pretty good pass rusher last year as well, though. Who's probably going to take the spot of Jason Pierre-Paul. So,
yeah,
I that one might not be as big of a loss as we thought.
Speaking of their draft, I'll go through. Second round, they got defensive tackle Logan Holland and offensive tackle Luke Getteke. I don't think that's how you say his name at all, but I'm just going to keep talking. Third round, they got running back Rachaad White. Fourth round, they got tight end Cad Otton. Are Otten, and then punter Jake Camarda. But that's as best you're going to get out of me there.
The only one I know you for sure messed up was Cade. You said Cad, but
oh honestly, my God.
The others could have been right, yeah.
Jesus. the older I get, the less I try. Right.
I don't know.
Strength of schedule. This is big here. Fourth hardest schedule. In the NFL next season, opponents' 2021 record was 154, 134, and 1. I want to hear what you think is going to happen first.
Okay, so I actually have the Buccaneers as the best team in the regular season next year.
Wow.
I think... All right, here's what I'm going to say. I think the Buccaneers are going to win the Super Bowl next year.
Wow.
This is going to be Tom Brady's. That, you know, they pulled me back in. you know, they pulled me back in here. That's going to be this.
Yeah.
Todd Bowles, I think a lot of people have a lot of confidence in him. I think he could end up having a great year. Obviously, you know, he's been the defensive coordinator there, so and won a Super Bowl there too. So defense is going to remain probably pretty steady. Then you've still got Tom Brady behind center, so that offense is always going to be steady.
Yeah,
14-3. That's what I have him at. I didn't say that. 14-3.
You got the same record. I'm going 14-3 as well. I think they're going to cash in on this division being in chaos. Absolutely. Wouldn't be surprised if they, you know, maybe lose one game in the division. You know, I think that this is the easiest division to cash on. Maybe out of all the divisions, you know, this has one of the biggest talent spreads from top team to bottom team. They might get some losses early, you know, especially with Godwin being out. I think that might maybe lead to some upsets over them. You know, they play Green Bay and Kansas City early. I think the re-sign.
That's tough.
Yeah, like those are tough, especially early in the season. That's when any, you know, bullshit team can get a win, especially over like veteran teams, because it just catches them off guard. I think re-signing Fournette and bringing back Brady. Brady obviously is huge, but Fournette that's really big too. I think Fournette was the most reliable running back that the Bucs could ask for, honestly. And the fact that Fournette's, you know, I feel like he's getting better too. He's, you know, getting up there in age. And Fournette is now receiving at running back position. You know, he's a reliable pass catcher. You know, that was not a thing back in Jacksonville at all. That was never a thing. So I thought them picking him back up was huge. I think this is going to be the top. There's a reason Tom Brady wanted Todd Bowles. I know it's not confirmed. They're all friends, la-di-da-di. He likes Bruce Arians. I don't think he likes Bruce Arians that much. I think Bruce Arians is kind of an asshole, and I think a lot of people would say that as well. I think Brady wanted Todd Bowles. I 100% think that Brady wanted Todd Bowles. And I think Todd Bowles, he's going to win Coach of the Year this year. This is going to be his, you know, this is what he deserves. Todd Bowles deserves this. I think he's going to win Coach of the Year. I don't know about them winning the Super Bowl. I haven't decided the Super Bowl yet. I was just doing division previews.
Think about it. Think about it. It makes perfect sense.
And thinking about it in July is not smart.
It makes 100% sense. Tom Brady retired. And then he comes back. And then he wins the Super Bowl. Does that not sound like Tom Brady?
That 100% does. I definitely could see it. Especially, I think at the end of the season, this is definitely going to be the team that finishes the season. It should be the Super Bowl favorite once the regular season's done. You know, I think they play Arizona, Carolina, and Atlanta. Arizona, who knows what the fuck's going to happen with the Kyler stuff. They might be a dumpster fire by the end of the year. And then Carolina, Atlanta, I could see them lighting them up by 40 and then going into the playoffs hot, you know. So I think this is a 14-3 team, though. All right. We did it.
Got one.
We got
seven
one
more
done.
To go, guys.
We got one. The Octopod. Part 2. We'll be coming out probably sometime next week. I don't have a too long snappers in the lie. I'm sorry. That's unfortunate. It's kind of a final thought, but I just want to hear your guess on it. Because I've been thinking about this. Think about making this a hot take. I'm close to committing to this, you know?
Oh, no.
Really close. Really close. I think Malik Willis will start more games than Desmond Ridder will.
Oh.
What do you think about that? Is that too hot? I think Tennessee might be.
Barring an injury, I don't like it.
Really? What if Tennessee's just a shit show? Tannehill's arm shot. He lost his top wide receiver. And Julio's gone, too. You have Miami Tannehill. And you're going 500 or below 500. And you have Malik Willis, who was arguably the most talented quarterback last year in the draft. And who knows, Mariota, I think he could, maybe if he's splitting, you know, they're close to five. If they're close to 500, I think Mariota's still getting thrown out there.
I agree. Yeah. You, yeah. If the Titans are close to 500, you don't think Tannehill's out there?
No. I think because if you're close to 500 in the AFC, you're getting buried. If you're close to 500 in the NFC, you can make the playoffs.
True.
That's what I'm saying. So I that's my Malik Willis take. I think Malik Willis is he's going to get more starts than Desmond Ridder. I like Desmond Ridder a lot.
I'll tell you Malik, what. I do like that one. I wouldn't commit to it, but I like the that's aggressive.
Yeah. I wanted to throw it out there. I wrote it down at the draft because as soon as after the draft got done, I wrote it down and I've been holding on to it, but I think I'm going to commit to it come the beginning of the season. You know, maybe we can do like what's it called? We've done it before. Hot take pod. Hot take pods are fun.
The hot take kitchen.
Hot take kitchen. Exactly. We can throw another one before season starts or maybe even week one. But yeah, that's my final thought. Do you got one?
Yeah, just before we walked in here, I read online. Did you know Albert Pujols is in the Home Run Derby now?
I did see that. That's awesome.
Yeah, he just now passed Stan Musial for third all time in extra base hits.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw he hit a home run the other night.
Hit a home run yesterday, yeah.
See, and also, fuck you. I'm glad. No offense, Nathan. No offense, everybody in St. Louis. I love St. Louis. Great city. But I'm glad I left because you guys are ungrateful fucks. All I see on Facebook is you guys bitching and moaning that Albert's getting playing time. You guys were begging this motherfucker to play for you the past.
Who's saying that?
Oh, it's all over. Everybody in my friends list. Everybody.
No,
all
I'll tell you what,
my friends.
I would be happy to see him in the DH spot every single day.
Go on Twitter too and look at every single message. If there's a post about Albert, look at all the stuff. Everybody's like, "Yeah, you should pull him from the lineup. You guys have been starting him too long." Like, fuck you guys.
These other sub 200 hitters we have in the lineup? Do you know what I saw yesterday? It blew my mind.
What?
In the Cardinals lineup, hitters 5 through 9 were hitting under 200.
That's just 2022 baseball.
That's sad. Dude,
that's very 10
years
sad.
Ago, under 240, you're probably in the minors.
Yeah.
Nowadays, people are hitting below 200 and they're starting games in the majors.
I mean, I don't know. I just think Cardinals, I mean, I see it on Twitter. I see it on Facebook, too. Just go to the comments, dude. Like, Pujols just hit a home run the other day. All the comments are saying, oh, you should have pulled him from the lineup. Like, this is the first good thing he's done in months. I get it. That's cool. You guys are just shitting on this dude that's been a fucking legend for your franchise for however many years. Like, oh, God.
And realistically.
And then they bitch
him
out.
As tough as it was whenever he left. I mean, it sucked. We were all upset. But looking back, aren't you glad he left? He didn't have the most productive 10 years in L.A.
Exactly. He would have just bogged down our fucking salary. We wouldn't have spent any money.
Right.
We already don't spend money.
I'm glad he came back this year because, you know, he was so great here for a long time, and it's great to see him end his career here. But I'm glad he wasn't here probably not necessarily the past 10 years, but the past 6 or 7.
I might be in the minority. If he plays another fucking 3 years, I'd be pumped. Like, I don't care. Throw him out there at the DH spot. That's the point of the DH spot.
If Albert Pujols
goes out there and bats 215, I'm pumped. If some fucking no-name minor leaguer that's not going to get to play in the next 3 seasons goes out there and bats 215, I don't care.
Exactly. And honestly, like, this, you know, he ends this year at 695, and he says, I'm going to come back next year until I hit 5 home runs, and then I'm done. I wouldn't care. If he quit mid-season, I don't care.
Yeah. I hope he gets – I want him to get 700. I want him to get 700.
I do, too.
And I think he has too much pride, and he's scared he's going to bog down the franchise, but I don't think it's going to happen. Who gives a shit? Let him hit 5 home runs and then retire, for God's sake. Miami was still throwing Ichiro's ass out there at 43 years old just for fun. Like, you guys could, we could throw Albert out there for, you know, 60 games.
Yeah, I would be totally on board if he said, I'm going to come back until I hit 5 home runs. I don't care. You know, go get 700. I'd love to see it. We all would.
Yeah, I agree. I didn't mean to take your final thought. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
All right. So next week, do we have a division that we're going to be doing yet, or you want to leave it up to random?
How do you want to decide? Let's do a Twitter poll.
Hey, I'm all for that. Fuck yeah. Let's do some polls. Okay. Nathan, you know what to say.
Spread the word.
Spread it.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.